This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Laughlin. He's the Republican nominee in Rhode Island's first congressional seat. Earlier this year, just to the north in Massachusetts, we saw a Republican seat held for many years by a Kennedy. In that case, Ted Kennedy. Now Ted Kennedy's son, Patrick Kennedy, is not running for re-election, and Republicans believe they have a real shot at this seat. Mr. Laughlin joins me now to explain how the dynamics are working in the 1st Congressional District and how he expects this campaign to play out. And John, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's great to be here, Greg. Thank you very much.
Most people consider Rhode Island to be a Democratic bastion, and the most recent statewide elections would seem to suggest that outside of some recent governor's races. But the GOP is optimistic. What are you seeing there? What are you hearing from constituents in the district that makes you believe you've got a real chance here?
Well, first of all, to give you some historical context and give your listeners some historical context in Rhode Island, we have had Republican governors for most of the last 20 years. The congressional delegation has always had a Republican in the congressional delegation. First, it was Claudine Snyder, and then the seat that I'm running for was held by Congressman Ron Makely from 1988 to 1994. We've recently had Senator John Chafee. And although some might remember him as a Republican, there was Senator Link Chafee, who's now running for governor as an independent.
So there is a history of Republicans winning statewide races.
Rhode Islanders get that, and they understand that that balance is going to is yielding the best dividends for Rhode Island, and they like to have that balance in the delegation. A good example was recently we had some flooding in one portion of the state, and our congressional delegation went out to the flood site, and President Obama flew over the top of Rhode Island to go to Boston for a fundraiser, and then flew back over the top of Rhode Island to go back to Washington, and didn't take the 45 minutes to drive down the road because he realized he had two safe votes in the House in Congressman Kennedy and Congressman Langevin, and he had two safe votes in the Senate in Senator Reid and Senator Whitehouse. And Rhode Islanders saw that and got the message loud and clear. And they recognize if we were to put a Republican in that delegation, well, and maybe we'd get a little bit more attention from the federal government.
As you talk to the voters in the district, it seems that nationwide, the economy, the size of government spending are the driving issues this year. Is that the case in your district as well?
It is. It is. And it's all about jobs in Rhode Island. In Rhode Island, we have the fourth highest unemployment in the country. And, you know, the unemployment problem has really devastated Rhode Islanders, and it impacts them every day. And one of the things that that we're hearing over and over again is they don't necessarily want to send somebody to Washington that's going to be a cheerleader for cap and trade, which my opponent is, and they recognize that that's a job killer. They recognize that we're going to have a historic tax increase, the likes of which this country has never seen if we send my opponent to Washington. My opponent was a big supporter of the recently passed health care bill, and we're only now beginning to peel back the layers of the onion and see how devastating that is, not only for our country, but for Rhode Island in particular, in a place where we need to grow an economy and have good, solid, sound-paying jobs. We don't need to send Nancy Pelosi another lapdog down to D.C.
Talk about your background a little bit. What makes you the best choice for this district?
Well, I'm a lifelong Rhode Islander. I did spend 10 years, however, in Washington, D.C., working for the U.S. Space Program. I've got a military background. I enlisted in 1978 as an E-1, and many of your listeners will know that's a private, and then retired some 26 years later as a lieutenant colonel. Legislatively, in 2004, I was elected as a Republican to the Rhode Island General Assembly, and have served three terms in the Rhode Island General Assembly. In 2008, I was honored by my colleagues in the General Assembly to be elected into the Republican leadership. I'm the Rhode Island version of the whip, the Republican whip. And so, it's been a career in which I've learned how to run a campaign effectively, what the voters of the district need, and that answer is jobs, and we need an economy that is based on freedom and smaller government. And we know how to get that. We know how to win a race as a Republican in Rhode Island, and we're going to do it again November 2nd.
How are you doing on the money front?
Can always do better. I mean, Rhode Island is a small place, and we've been very fortunate that a lot of Rhode Islanders have stepped up and contributed to the campaign. And your listeners might be interested to know that on my website at www.johnlaughlin.com, you've got the ability to contribute to the campaign as well. And it's a race that's not only important for Rhode Island, I think it's important for America, too. I mean, there's one school of thought that says that the Republicans can't necessarily regain control of the House unless they have some help from the Northeast. And although this has been a Democratic bastion for a long time, the Northeast Corridor, I think we're poised to pick up several races, mine certainly being one of them. And imagine the marquee value if Nancy Pelosi looks out and sees a Republican sitting where Congressman Patrick Kennedy used to sit.
Hmm. Real quickly, you talked a little bit before, John, about the differences between yourself and the mayor of Providence, who's the Democratic nominee here. Really, in a nutshell, if someone walks up to you today or the day before the election and says, what's the difference between you and the mayor and how you'd represent us in Congress, what do you tell them?
Well, it's actually very simple. The mayor of Providence is a guy who believes we're one government program away from salvation. Stimulus 1, 2, and 3 didn't work, but we'll stimulate again and we'll get the job done. I, on the other hand, am the candidate that's telling you that that we believe in smaller government, lower taxes, more personal freedom, and the solution to our economic woes lie in the lives of everyday Rhode Islanders who go out and create jobs and grow an economy. The old-fashioned way, it's called capitalism.
Well, there certainly is a political dynamic right now that are making some seats very much in play that just a little while ago some folks thought might not be possible. This is one of them, the first district in Rhode Island. John, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. So, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Same here. John Laughlin, Republican nominee for Congress in the 1st Congressional District in Rhode Island. If he wins, he would be replacing Congressman Patrick Kennedy. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.